kind of word that Don Bernstein rarely says. Whoops, I guess he's gone. Good morning and howdy. Not because he isn't peaceful, but because he isn't respectable. Good morning and howdy. Forbes, who plays the cello, are going to be playing with me tomorrow night in the sunshine at 11 o'clock in the evening. You might, and they'll be back in just a minute. But first, for those children among you who haven't drowned, I want to introduce you to a friend. And if this is the first time you've seen such a one, it certainly won't be the last, because they'll be for sale here tomorrow, if they're not today. Sandy and Caroline Payton, and probably a lot of other people too, have them for sale, yeah? I call him simply Dancing Man. He's a lumberjack, a prototype of an old colonial toy. And this particular one gets drunk a lot and his arm falls off. So forgive him his iniquities and inequities. And I'll sing a song that I wrote for him called Dancing Man. Let's see if he can dance in the rain. Dance, dance, dancing man. Dance as much as you can. Dance all day by the yellow sun and the light of the moon at night. He dances the rain right out of the sky. Dances the tears away from your eye. Dance till you think you'll almost fly. Dancing, dancing man. Dance with his eyes and dance with his nose. Dance with his elbows, dance with his toes. Watch his smile and see how it grows. Dancing, dancing man. Dance, dance, dancing man. Dance as much as you can. Dance all day by the yellow sun and the light of the moon at night. He dances the honey from the bees. Dances the birds right out of the trees. Dance with his elbows, dance with his knees. Dancing, dancing man. Song which isn't exactly a children's song, but then neither are most of us exactly children, nor are most of us exactly adults. So since we're all somewhere in between, it's a song that is particularly appropriate, I think, for a year in which we're doing a lot of thinking about way things used to be, particularly when people were crossing this country in wagon trains, and things were really hard. If we think that a little rain is tough, think about it. You had to spend 9 months in a covered wagon crossing the plains. That's what this song is about. It started out thinking about how it would be to be a girl, a teenage girl, or you say 11 or 12 years old, going across the country without really knowing why, but just stuck in this situation. And I wrote a song called The Crossing. The sky was blue. It looked like we'd get through, crossing the plains to Colorado. Wagon wheel is loose and the plow has lost her juice. Seems the wind will never stop a-blowing. Oh, I know I can't go home. cheer up. I know we'll all go home again. In one sense or another. Let's sing. Please sing with me this cheerful little song called How Dry I Am. Actually, that's not the name of this cheerful little song at all. This is a positive approach to rain. It's a garden song. And in case you don't get into thinking of the rain in your garden, you can get into thinking of the rain in somebody else's garden. The chorus to this song goes, life is our garden, plant in our garden, care for our garden, plant only more. Life is our garden, plant in our garden, care for our garden, plant only more. These are the seeds we plant to grow, to bloom and bear in our garden, so that we can have food when winter snow covers the earth in. These are little seeds and big seeds here. Tomorrow night. Sarah is going to play the flute. And a couple of daughters here. Maya's the one with the long straggly hair, and Jessie's the one with the long straggly hair. With Indian instruments, but you know, first of all, we can't bring most of them down here because it's so and the other thing is that I think I'd rather do an invocation to the sun. How about that? Let's do that, and then let's end with that, and that'll be the end of the program, okay? I mean, for now, and then you'll all, you know, disperse and come back tonight. So the invocation to the rain goes like this. I mean, excuse me, to the sun. Son of who? It's a part song, and there aren't many of us left, but let's do what we can. We need some of you, say, going down the middle there, since most people are over here and over here. Let's say that this side goes, rain, 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 go away, come again some other day. Goes, This side goes, this one, what is it? This one goes, sun come out, shine on us. 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 Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Sometimes the magic works and sometimes it doesn't. See you later. Go get dry.
Where, what do you want me to do?
I'm on the end of that.
All right. There's no business like show, business like no business I know. I'm trying to convince myself I'm a duck, because then everything's all right. I can just get away with it. Egaddy, you children under control. Treacherous little devils they are. Sneak up on you. Welcome to the Titanic. I understand this is being recorded for radio, so I'd like to welcome all of you fans out in Radio Land. I'd like you to gather around your radios and sing along with old Uncle Uter. I'd like to remind you folks out in Radio Land to keep those cards and letters. Howdy, howdy, howdy. This is Clint, C-L-I-N-T, Clint, Texas, coming at you with a recorded program of picking and singing country style, featuring you, Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest. Before we commence to begin, I want to remind you this is absolutely your last and final opportunity to send in 25 cents for your big hymn book of 101 favorite hymns, spirituals, and recitations. Now, if you send in 25 cents for your big hymn book of 101 favorite hymns, spirituals, and recitations, you can receive free gratis for nothing, a crucifix of our Savior. It's 11 inches high and 6 inches across. It's luminescent. That's glow in the dark, folks. Now, all you good people send in 25 cents for your big hymn book of 101 favorite hymns, spirituals, and recitations. You don't get it inside of 90 days. Well, have faith, neighbor, have faith. Now, all you good people send in 25 cents for your big hymn book of 101 favorite hymns, spirituals, and recitations. Put your hand on the radio, and I'm going to bless you all. You feel that warmth, neighbor. That's the love and warmth of the Lord. But if you don't send in 25 cents for your begging book of 101 favorite hymns, spirituals, and recitations, and put your hand on that radio, you go plumb to the fiery furnace of hell. Pardon me. Now we're going to return you to a recorded program picking a singing country style featuring you, Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest. That's me. Whenever I was feeling blue, dear, whenever I was feeling ill, I'd drag myself along to you, dear, but you was nothing but a pill. You're a drug on the market of my heart, dear. You gave all my dreams a heart attack. Oh, well, your label is misleading. Your instructions ain't worth reading. Your love was just a monkey on my back. A little bit like a drowned rat. My God. By the way, it's not going to be 45 degrees all day tomorrow, just at night. So if you're planning on showing up for this, Donnybrook, and make sure you swathe your bodies in all kinds of warm clothing. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to grease myself. Where? Be all over. Yes, sir, like a channel swimmer. You feel like singing? Yeah. I have asked many an audience that question, only to be cruelly deceived, only to hear some perfectly good folk song irredeemably screwed up by some audience's dreadful caterwauling. But we'll give you a crack at it. This is a old hobo song that we sing out in Spokane. A place called the Trent Street Mission. I sing down there a couple of nights a week, and then it's a soup kitchen. And then we sit around and sing old-time hobo songs. This is also a good song for a depression. Are you having a nice depression, by the way? I think it's a dandy. Maybe terminal. I'm spending my night in a flop house, spending my days on the street. I'm looking for work, but I find none. I wished I had something to eat. Soup, soup, they gave me a bowl of soup. Soup, soup, they gave me a bowl of soup. I think that's pretty simple. Even you kids can sing that. Bless your churlish little hearts. Try it. Lord, mercy. Well, let's see, what else can we sing together? I guess singing together is one way to get warm, at least forget about your miseries. There's one thing that aggravates me about Fox Hollow, and that is that when these disasters happen, everybody takes it with such smiling good grace. Just really gravels my ass. I mean, I like to complain. This is the worst day of my life. This is the worst day of the rest of my life. And I want to hear a little complaints. I want to hear some whining and some moaning. I mean, it's only... Yeah, wow, right, aggravation, bummer, down, yeah. Now, don't you feel a lot better, huh, instead of walking around smiling and pretending it's all right? Let's sing that song about West Virginia. What is it? One of your favorite songs. I hope it's one of mine. I was looking for a farm in West Virginia when I made this one up and stopped at old Mrs. Hayes' place when I was shopping around for an old farm, you know, working farm. It was a dirt poor place. Used to have two windmills on it, but they had to take one down because there wasn't enough wind. That's poor. That's good hiss. I thought I'd get a nice comprehensive groan. Lovely, lovely. She raised corn and hogs and apples like most of those folks do down there. She used to take, she was a popcorn junkie. So she'd take some of her popcorn seed and save it out so she could pop corn. And every morning, she'd mix up some of that popcorn seed with her pancake batter and sit back and watch them suckers turn themselves. Boom. You try it. It works good. It's a little sloppy. She made scarecrows in her spare time. She'd go down and get old Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul clothes and stuff them full of corn shocks and sell these stone ugly scarecrows. Ugly as she could make a mean scarecrow. The scarecrow she sold me was so ugly that it not only scared the crows away, but they brought back the corn they'd stole the year before. It's an ugly scarecrow. Now, the reason I was driving down the road in my old DeSoto, and I saw her standing out in the apple orchard, and she was 85. She was holding one of them giant hogs over her head so it could eat the apples off the tree. Well, that piqued my curiosity, so I ambled out across the field. It ambles kind of halfway between a mosey and a sachet. You learn how to walk if you grow up out west. And I said, you know, I walked up to her and I said, it's going to take you an awful long time to fatten up those hogs that way. She said, oh, hell, time don't mean nothing to a hog anyway. I thought there was a certain amount of primitive logic in that. Anyway, you know this song, The Green Rolling Hills of West Virginia. Nearest place to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here, they will keep me and never let me go. Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven that I know. And though the times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here, they will keep me and never let me go. Don't you ever be a miner. A miner's grave is all you'll ever own. Never have a dime to spare. Hard times everywhere. Now these times, they are the worst I've ever known. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear, cannot linger here, they will keep me and never let me go. I'll move away into some crowded city. Northern factory town, you'll find me there. Though I leave my heart behind, I'll never change my mind, for this troubled life is more than I can bear. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven that I know. And though the times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here, they will keep me and never let me go. I promised somebody that just as a kind of a change of pace, that I would sing a folk song. Now, Lord knows that I despise and revile folk music generally, and wouldn't sing it on a bet. I mean, whack, fall the dido, blow you winds high, ho, mercy. Jesus Christ. So, you know, I'm really feel fortunate that I've been able to get by without having to sing folk songs. But, you know, this being a folk festival, I've just, you know, committed myself to saying at least one folk song. Let me see. I think that as we roll into the bicentennial year, I see we're all fraught with anticipation, all a quiver. It pays us to look back down the long road that we came up and remember where it was he came from, like those little things they show on television, you know, every half hour or so about great tales out of the past. There's nothing which characterizes the enterprise, the stick-itivity-ness, the imagination and creativity of the American people as blatant, outright theft. Starting with relatively humble origins, it has burgeoned until it dominates our economic and political life. This is an outlaw song, which all, you all know, you know, has been sung to death for years. It just happens to be the only folk song I know. It's about a train robber from Florida named Railroad Bill. He had the distinction of being the only black train robber that anybody knows about. Also the distinction of robbing trains and getting away with it consistently year after year. Hopped the border into Georgia from Florida and was never seen or heard from again. Good luck, Bill. Chicken. anything on here I know? Well, let's see, I sing a railroad song. I ought to sing something for... yeah. All of you truck drivers out along America's highways and byways with your radios turned on, all cranked up on that stuff. And you have to visualize the situation under which I learned this song. It was a night very much like this one. It was dark, it was cold, it was raining. I was hitchhiking through southern Ohio, and there wasn't anything moving on the road except those big semis. And all the drivers had that tunnel vision. They couldn't even see me standing off the side of the road, like to get killed. I looked up to where the road topped out, and I saw this glow through the fog and the mist. I started to run. I got to the top of the hill, I looked down, there was a sign on top of a pole, turning slowly. Said only one word, eat. Well, I had found the Phantom Diner. How many of you have been out there in the dark alone in the middle of the great American nowhere searching for the Phantom Diner? One, it says, got the no bare feet sign on the door, the chili 25 cents a bowl. Some big old dude there with hair growing out of his shoulders, looks like a bartender at American Legion Post, spitting into the glasses and wiping them out with his apron. I order a cup of coffee. It's warm. Then I sniff it, and then I taste it. Then I order up a hamburger steak with onions floating in a puddle of its own natural grease. Poor folks gotta have grease to live. Yeah, the Texas toast. You gotta have the Texas toast, and then you gotta have canned peas that taste like tin. And, the bunny bread, you gotta have that. And a little half of a peach floating in its own natural smegma and festus there. Long curls of flypaper hanging down, and little devils are still squirming, you know. Well, there I was in the Phantom Diner, and I looked over into the corner. There was an old retired truck driver over there with his 30 Mission crush cap on his head with the IML wings on the front, and half the enamel had fallen out of them. 5-day beard, a cigarette hanging out of one corner of his mouth. The floor around his feet was littered with Hershey bar wrappers. He was popping pills with one hand. With the other hand, he was building a scale model of a Mack truck inside of a beer bottle. Norman Rockwell should have painted that one, I tell you. America. Well, I gathered this song from that old band in Gallipolis, Ohio. I'd say he was 90 years old. He asked me to buy him a cup of hot coffee and a piece of good apple pie. Well, I bought him the pie and the coffee, and I'm glad I did, because he looked at me and he winked his eye and smiled. He said, my. Then after a couple of minutes, I noticed he pushed back part of his coffee and his pie uneaten, with tears streaming down his poor old weather-beaten cheeks. This is what he said. I've been poisoned. No, that's not what he said. This is what he said. I'm an old hog hauler. I drive a big truck. Play the pinball machines, but they cause me bad luck. All I ever got from a pinball machine, I get four catty cornered and I miss the 16. Wish they'd outlaw them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have caused me to live on sardines. Last time I called the wife on the telephone, first thing she asked me, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. See you when I get back from Chicago. Well, John, you know I love you. Wished you wouldn't go. Send your babies some money. They are hungry and cold. Last thing she said and then she hung up. John, you give up my loving and drive an old truck. Now I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 3 months because I shot up my dough. But when I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. Well, John, I guess you're wondering about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies, your wife took her life. I lost all my friends, can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. They say that John was a clean-cut young man at the age of 19. Now he's dead and in his grave, victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
A pinball machine.
Well, let's say sing one together, and then I'm going to quit and go get Ring out, come out and join you, I guess. More fool me. They still serving coffee up there? I mean, what they call coffee, a vile, tepid brew? Okay. I'll come up there and further ravage my body. About a year before last, Bodie Wagner, some of you must remember Bodie Wagner, he was around. Well, he's about the best railroad bum I know of. We were riding out through Montana, up toward the Hump, which is, you know, the Great Divide. And we decided we'd stop off at a logging camp over by Polson, Montana, and go for a job. We had both had axes that we got off of the loggers down in Spokane. Well, we made the shape up, and Bodie was standing in front of me in line. You know, Bodie's strong as a bull, but he's a little guy. And the foreman looked down and finally located Bodie in front of him and said, you don't look like you're of a size to handle this kind of work. And Bodie righteously said, well, we just boomed up from Spokane to get these jobs, and you got to give me a chance at it. Well, the guy was funning him, you know, and pointed out a sapling about as big as that post and said, go after it. Well, Bodie took the axe off of his shoulder. He had it tied on with a leather thong, took it daintily between two fingers, swung it around his head, and snicked it off right at root level. Just as pretty slick as whistle. I didn't know he could do that sort of thing. It was beautiful. And the straw boss said, okay, try something a little bit bigger, you know, and he pointed out it was a sugar pine. Go after that one. Well, same thing. One-handed, Bodie swung that thing around his head, snicker snack, with that vorpal axe, and down she come. And I was amazed, and so was that straw boss. He said, where the hell did you learn how to do that? And Bodie, all he said to him was, well, it was over in the Sahara forest. Said, you mean Sahara Desert? Sure, now. Sat Wagner, he's a pure caution. But, so let's sing that railroad and on the Great Divide, up on the Hump, drinking that hot pickle juice so you can make it up through the cold.
to hear Bruce Phillips again. We'll hear some more of him later. He came all the way out from Spokane to be with us. More announcements. There is a blue VW out in the parking lot with its lights on. There is also a red Volvo.
Clara et le vent léger. Je me suis couché dans l'herbe pour écouter le vent, écouter chanter l'herbe des champs. Au bord de la rivière, nos oiseaux au ciel, chantant la prière au roi du soleil. Je me suis couché dans l'herbe pour écouter le vent, écouter chanter l'herbe des champs. Au bord de la rivière, j'en suis endormi, rêvant de la terre et du paradis. Je me suis couché dans l'herbe pour écouter le vent, écouter chanter l'herbe des champs.
Thank you. Mark and his sister Allison are now going to do a song. I think it's next,
yep.
Right?
Okay. Bring the bench up too. You need this for.
You want this bench or are you going to use those two?
Is this said and done?
No, that won't work.
You stand up a minute, I'll get over these wires, Mark. They're on the
phone. Not like Mark, get up there.
The wires?
Yeah.
Okay, could you just make sure she has one for the guitar and the voice?
By Jonathan Edwards called Sometimes.
The name of this song is Polly Vaughn. Come all you hunters who follow the gun, the setting of the sun. Jimmy Randall went a-hunting, and he shot in the dark, and alas, Polly Vaughn was his mark. Lifted her head and saw that she was dead.
John Dildine and Debbie Dildine and Howie Mitchell.
Oh, what are those? Okay. This is the 10th anniversary, Fox Hollow, and you don't have to turn them up quite that loud. We'll work a little closer. I'm gonna know who's responsible for that. This is a song that was sung at the first Fox Hollow, and was one of the first times that one of our puppets saw the light of the evening. Are we anywhere near the same as we were?
Sing song, kitty, get your kindly, oh. Way down yonder in the hollow tree. The owl and the pussycat went to see. Sing song, kitty.
Oh, by the way, if anybody sees Steve Hansen, tell him that there's some information for him in the sound booth about something he wanted to know. Steve Hansen was the guy who was here with the puppet stage that he was wearing this afternoon, which I think was just incredible. What did you have in mind?
I thought maybe we might end
up on the microphone.
I thought we might end up with a round. It's kind of a wistful round. Okay. But it's kind of wistful weather. Any of you, let's see, we'll try to divide maybe into three parts. Sort of, if you think you're in the middle, you sing the middle part. If you think you're on the left or right, whichever you are, we'll have one, two, three.
Right,
stage right. I always get stage right and stage left mixed up. And audience right and audience left. The name of this is called Ah, Poor Bird. And I'll start. A new second, new third?
All right.
That's going to be confusing for the audience. So
well, why don't you point to the groups that are supposed to be singing? Why don't we arrange ourselves in the
first of all, let's sing it in unison.
Wait a minute. How are they going to divide it up first? So we're sitting in the right
one,
place.
Two.
All right. You sing with her,
oops,
the middle sing with me, and the other one sing with Holly. But it's going to be in this order. It's going to be her, and me, right?
Okay, that'd be good.
You like that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're close to the microphone.
Nothing like making it difficult.
Okay.
Got to sing through the baggie. That's going to work. That was called practice.
Ready?
Ah, poor bird, take thy flight far above the sorrows of this sad night. Ah, poor bird, take thy flight far above the sorrows of this sad night. Ah, poor bird,
you want to say some more? Which was made into a chorus. And it was a song.
Well, first first march left and then marched right and then right under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. Oh, I started to cry, but my daddy laughed because he knew that I was fine. When I turned around, my marvelous toy was a trucking on behind. It went zip when it moved and bobble when it stopped and whirl when it stood still. I never knew just what it was. I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly it seems, and I had my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gazed real ugly. And neither one of us knows just what it is, yet he digs it just like me. It goes zip when it moves, and bobble when it stops, and whoo when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Last year when I was visiting Fox Hollow here, I heard Gene Ritchie sing a song which completely blew my mind. Gene has the talent of singing traditional songs like just I don't think anybody else can sing them in their own way. And the song called Morning Come Rye Gone was adapted and arranged by her. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone. And it's early in the morning. Oh, she's gone and I can go. Oh, she's gone and I can go. Oh, she's gone and I can go. And it's early in the morning. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone. And it's early in the morning. Never could I know her mind. Never could I know her mind. Never could I know her mind. And it's early in the morning. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone. Morning come and Mariah's gone, and it's early in the morning. Thank you. Slack your ropes, hangman, slack them for a while. I think I see my father coming riding many a mile. Oh, Father, have you brought me home? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? Well, I've not brought you home, and I've not paid your fee, for I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your ropes, hangman, slack them for a while. Think I see my mama coming riding many a mile. Oh, mama, have you brought me home? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? I have not brought you hope. I have not paid your fee. For I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your ropes, hangman, slack them for a while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. I said, brother, have you brought me home? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? Well, I've not brought you home, and I've not paid your fee, for I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your ropes, hangman, slack them for a while. I think I see my true love coming riding many a mile. Oh, true love, have you brought me home? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? Yes, I have brought you home. Yes, I have paid your fee. For I've not come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. I think this song is pretty appropriate. It's called Waterbound. And if you don't know the words, either I or your neighbor will teach them to you. It goes like this. Waterbound and I can't go home. Waterbound and I can't go home. Waterbound and I can't go home. We're down in North Carolina. That's it. Try it. Chickens are prone in the old plow field. This is a fiddle tune on the dulcimer, which you heard earlier, played by the band Soldier's Joy. And I don't know where they got their version, but I got my version from a man who's here tonight who we owe a great deal to, at least as dulcimer players, for bringing the dulcimer into our culture, so to speak, and that's Howie Mitchell. Story of a burglar man that went out to rob a house. Up the window sill he crept, just quietly like a mouse. Long about 9 o'clock, an old maid come in. "I'm so tired," she said. She sat down to strip herself and forgot to peep under her bed. Well, she took out her teeth and her big glass eye and the hair from on top of her head. That burglar man had 19 fits as he rolled out from under the bed. Then from her bosom a revolver she drew, and to this burglar man said, "You'll marry me, old burglar man, or I'll blow off the top of your head." Well, he looked at the teeth and the big glass eye, and he had no place to scoot. So he looked back at the bald-headed miss and said, "Woman, for God's sake, shoot." Thank you. Here's another love song. I've heard dead strings before, but I've never heard something as dead as this. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. Can't lay them out of tune. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my chicken right off of her guard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just 'cause that rooster came into the yard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just 'cause my rooster came into the yard. I had a milk cow, no milk would she give. I had a milk cow and no milk would she give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my milk cow right off of her guard. I get embarrassed singing this. She's giving it. Gas would it give? I had a gas pump, it would not give gas. One day, my rooster came into the yard and caught my gas pump right off of his guard. It's given Shell gas just like it used to, just cause that rooster came into the yard. It's given Shell gas just like it used to, just cause that rooster came into the yard. I had a gum tree, no gum would it give. I had a gum tree, no gum would it ever give. One day my rooster staggered into the yard and caught my gum tree off of its guard. It's given chicklets just like it used to.
Festival in 1966, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back Howie Mitchell.
Thank you. So far.
I'll crank this up. I'll say a few words to you and then play a few notes for you, and then it'll be about time to quit. I want to show you what I've got here. Some of you may not have seen an instrument like this before, but they're getting around now. This is just before you saw the pluck dulcimer. This is also called a dulcimer. This happens to be called a hammer dulcimer, and it's unbelievably complicated looking mess of strings going over bridges. It's actually simple, but it's a lot of simple processes used to over and over and over and over again. And the idea is to simply strike the correct set of strings and get the note that you want. They're arranged in a kind of a secret pattern that's simple, but I don't tell anybody, so it looks complicated to you. So you think I know a lot when I can play it, but it's really simple. And I thought I'd play a few notes for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to string three melodies together just as a little bit of a medley so you can hear that the spinning wheel. I'll play a little bit of that, a little bit of Red Wing, and a little bit of a tune which I partly remembered and partly filled in notes for. Are you on yellow?
Yes.
There are several very marvelous hammered dulcimer players either here or in the process of coming to the festival, and we're going to have a lot of fun with them. They tend to sound much better if they're with other instruments. They tend to be harsh, but I think it's kind of interesting to hear them by themselves, too. I haven't played the banjo for a long time, and I found myself recalling old songs that I've sung a long time ago.
Now
she went down to the butcher shop to see what she could find, intent on buying something for to turn her old man blind, singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. She got him some eggs and marrowbone, made him eat them all. He said, oh, my dear beloved wife, I can't see you at all. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Now he says, I'm getting so old and blind, so tired of my life, I think I'll go down to the river's edge, and there I'll end the strife. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Now the old man, he went down to the river, stood on the river's brim. He says, I cannot drown myself unless you push me in. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Now the old lady, she took a running jump just to push her old man in. He stepped a little to one side and headlong she fell in. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Now he, being so tender-hearted and thinking his old lady could swim, he runs, gets him a hell of a pole, and he shoves her further in. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Oh, eggs, eggs, and marrowbone, gonna make your old man blind. But if you want for to do him in, you better creep up from behind. Singing a whack a lair a lair a lair a whack a lair a lay. Here's one I liked. One of the first banjo songs I think I learned to sing when back in the middle 50s when I was in college. Pete Seeger came to Cornell and sang. It's kind of an innocuous little song, but it's pretty. And this is one thing that came to me.